This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Big news this week from the WHL Board of Governors vote on the host venue of the 2020 Memorial Cup presented by Kia. We'll take you back to that announcement from Calgary. Portland Winterhawks forward Cody Glass is back and tearing things up in the WHL in his 19-year-old season. He'll join us later in the show. And a big night for Luca Berzan of the Brandon Wheat Kings is netted in the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He'll close things out. First up, earlier this week, WHL Commissioner Ron Robison made the host city announcement for the 2020 Memorial Cup presented by Kia.
It is now my distinct pleasure to announce that on behalf of the Canadian Hockey League and the Western Hockey League Board of Governors, that the Kelowna Rockets will host the 2020 Memorial Cup and the City of Kelowna in the province of British Columbia.
The Kelowna Rockets bid was chosen over the Kamloops Blazers and Lethbridge Hurricanes on a vote by the WHL Board of Governors. Robison says Kelowna emerging from the three.
At the end of the day, I think as we all know, Kelowna's reputation as a wonderful international destination, a great city with a great reputation, as Bruce mentioned, I think played a lot into it. But I would say that the confidence in the organization, the Kelowna Rockets have been one of our most successful franchises, both on and off the ice, a very strong fan base, always a very competitive team, a championship caliber team. And really when it comes down to it, when you're hosting a Memorial Cup, as the host team, you have to be sure that team is capable of putting together a championship caliber team. And I think the confidence in Bruce and his leadership on the hockey side was a key consideration.
He called it a tight race.
They were all excellent bids. And, we're very fortunate in the Western Hockey League. We've got some great communities, great fan bases. Our facilities are second to none. When you look at Kamloops and look at Kelowna, they're more than capable of hosting an event of this caliber. I think it just comes down to a few things that made the difference, and part of that is that reputation of the city of Kelowna and the confidence in the organization.
As for the Lethbridge bid?
Well, Lethbridge have made great strides. In the last 4 years, they've turned their hockey program around completely, led by the leadership of Peter Anholt there. They're a community-owned organization, which is difficult in many ways to mount a bid of this nature, but you have to give them a lot of credit.
Kelowna Rockets owner, president, and general manager Bruce Hamilton will host a second Memorial Cup, last having the event in 2004.
All three teams were going to have solid competitive teams, I thought. I still believe our city has a big part to do with it. It's a pretty attractive place to go in late May. You know, our presentation of the events around the Memorial Cup were a big part of it. And I think just the fact that we've been to five Memorial Cups in the last 16 years, we've been a team that's had an opportunity to be around and be to these things, so I think that helps.
Hamilton says all three would have done a great job.
Well, all three bids I thought were excellent. The Lethbridge and Kamloops said they were well prepared, and I think we had a real good presentation on our city and the partnership that we've got with the city. And, I firmly believe that we'll have a really good hockey club, which is most important in this event. So for those of you that have been to Kelowna, you probably know what I'm talking about. And for those of you that haven't been, you'll enjoy the opportunity.
The Memorial Cup, presented by Kia, will be hosted out of Prospera Place May 22nd to 31st in 2020.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge and Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
It's back for round two. RE/MAX of Western Canada is proud to partner with the Western Hockey League to present the second season of WHL Suits Up with Don Cherry to promote organ donation. Series of events across WHL markets to promote the importance of organ donation and to generate further support for the Kidney Foundation of Canada. From January through March, all 17 WHL clubs in Canadian markets will play host to their very own themed games, complete with a variety of special promotions for fans in attendance. A total of 1,000 limited edition Don Cherry bobbleheads will be distributed to fans in attendance. During the 2017-18 WHL regular season, participating WHL clubs came together with RE/MAX to raise nearly $266,000, representing the largest public awareness and fundraising campaign in the history of the Kidney Foundation of Canada. Now, the Kidney Foundation is a cause close to the Cherry family. Don's son, Tim, received a kidney transplant from his sister, Cindy. With close to 4,500 Canadians awaiting organ donation today, 76% whom require a kidney, the Cherry family, RE/MAX, and the WHL have come together to create this awareness campaign in support of the Kidney Foundation.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Vegas Golden Knights first-rounder Cody Glass is back in the WHL for his 19-year-old season, and he's leading the way early on. Nick Merrick has more from Portland.
Thanks, John. Nick Merrick, broadcaster of the Portland Winterhawks, here with forward Cody Glass. Cody, obviously for you, it's a tremendous start to the season. 3 games played, 9 points for you in the early campaign. What's been working for you offensively?
Obviously playing with good line mates, that's a start to it, but just playing with confidence and speed, that's probably the biggest thing while coming back from NHL camp.
And then you mentioned the new line mates there, obviously, with Reese and Yoakum. What's been the biggest transition for you guys, and what's clicked for you three in particular?
Probably just the chemistry. I feel like we've only had a couple practices together before starting the season off, and I felt like we've clicked. I know Yoakum's a really skilled player, and I feel like he fits my game, and I know he works really hard, so that's something we love about him. And I think we have 3 good competitors on that line, and we work hard, and obviously it shows.
Well, this isn't your first rodeo in the U.S. division. Obviously, you know, plenty of champions come out of the U.S. What makes the division so difficult and so tough to play each and every single night?
I think it's a pretty hard division, I'd say. Obviously, it's not since I've been in the league, hasn't been weak since. So I remember playing against Barzal 12 times in a year. So, it got really hard, and I think it's just a workhorse division. Plays defensively and offensively. So, it's a good division. I love being in it. Makes me a better player. So,
do you think it's as exciting on the ice as it is for the players as it is for the fans?
I think so. One thing I love about being in Portland, it gives us that little rivalry edge against Seattle and everything. So, I love it. The fans love it as well.
And then for you two, spending the better part of September up in Vegas, just how was that overall experience like with camp again? Just looking back to when you come here in Portland this year.
It was good. Obviously, I wish I could have stuck longer, but I felt like I did really well in the preseason games I played in, and I felt like I left a good impression going into next year, and I'm really looking forward to it, and just bringing the speed and the high pace back. Obviously, it can help with the other guys trying to keep pace with me, and obviously, I think it's been I've been handling myself well in the past 3 games.
What was the big thing, too, for your time there with Vegas this last month, just overall feel and trying to get that comfortability level with the Golden Knights organization? Was it pretty much smooth sailing right from Portland there? I mean, obviously, I know you're producing as well, and I think you logged about 18 minutes a game when you were playing there in preseason play, so they're putting some trust in you, it seems like, pretty early.
I think it was a very smooth transition. Obviously, I wanted to play really hard and obviously compete, and I think a big part of their game is just playing a strong two-way game and being reliable, so I do the little things right and gives me that little bit more of confidence and gives me that little extra ice time, even if it's a face-off or a good play in the D zone. So to play in the NHL, you gotta be a 200-foot player, and that's something I've been working on, and once the strength and quickness and speed all come together, I feel like it's gonna be a good stride for me to move forward into the NHL.
I know we're still a few months away from this, but at the same regard, it's right around the corner. World Juniors coming up, obviously an opportunity that you might have a chance to wear your nation's colors. Just what were your thoughts about that and your shot at making a World Junior roster this year?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping to be an impact player on that team, especially with the good group that we have. It's going to be really exciting. I know Team WHL is in November, and I remember getting a taste of that last year, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun moving into this year, especially being my second time around and know what to expect. So I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Cody, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
NHL Central Scouting issued its preliminary players to watch list for the 2019 NHL Entry Draft back on Monday, with 35 Western Hockey League players making the grade. NHL Central Scouting identifies players with a rating system. The A rating indicates a first-round candidate, a B rating indicates a second- or third-round candidate, while the C rating indicates a fourth, fifth, or sixth-round candidate. With a strong crop of draft-eligible talent, seven players from the WHL were given A ratings, including Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Dylan Cousins, Kirby Dock of the Saskatoon Blades, Nolan Foote of the Kelowna Rockets, Peyton Krebs of the Kootenay Ice, Josh Williams of the Medicine Hat Tigers. Making the top grade as defensemen were Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants and Matthew Robertson of the Edmonton Oil Kings. All seven players who earned A grades also helped lead Hockey Canada to a gold medal performance at the 2018 Hlinka Gretzky Cup in August.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
5 goals and 1 assist. Not bad for a night's work, as Brandon Wheat Kings forward Luca Berzan has been chosen as the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Brandon Crow has more.
Luca Berzan, the Western Hockey League On the Run Player of the Week, and it didn't take him many games to earn that honor. Just one game, 5 goals, 6 points. Luca, in that game, would you just say that everything just happened to go right for you?
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, we were playing really good team, but I think our team showed up and played really well, and I think that helped a lot. You know, our line mates played really well as well, and it made it a lot easier.
You know, playing with Stelios Mathios and Cole Reinhardt, a couple of good players, last year bounced around on different lines. Would you say early in the season you found some chemistry?
Yeah, we have for sure. I think Mathios and Reinhardt are two very good players. I think so far we've been playing really well together. I think our chemistry is definitely there, and I think it's only going to get better from here.
What sort of things did you take from your time at Ottawa Senators development camp, aside coming back with some less teeth and a bit of an uglier smile? What sort of things did you learn at camp?
Yeah, I think I learned a lot. Obviously, it's a lot faster, and the guys are a lot stronger. I think, you know, you got to learn to play at a faster pace and do things a lot quicker, because, you know, you don't have a lot of time to, you know, make plays there. So I think I learned a little bit about that.
You come to Brandon in a trade last year. Was it maybe safe to say that it was a little tough to get settled in early on, and now that you've had some time here, you kind of you know, feel at home again?
Yeah, obviously there's a little bit of a transition there, but I think I love Brandon. I love it here. I love playing here. So I think this year we have a very good team. I think we can do a lot of good things this year. So I'm pretty excited for the future this year.
You know, you get that opportunity to go to Ottawa's camp, but how much in the back of your mind is not getting selected at last year's draft kind of maybe lighting a fire in you? I mean, you don't have to give me all the details, but I imagine you're a little at least annoyed that you didn't get drafted.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's kind of lights a fire in my belly. I think obviously not getting picked is it wasn't the best feeling, but I think this year I've come and I want to prove a lot of people wrong, so I want to keep doing that.
When you look at the season as a whole, you touched on the team. With what you've seen so far through 3 games, what kind of team can people in the Western Hockey League expect from Brandon?
I think we're a hardworking team. I think, you know, we play a simple game, and we do everything right. We finish our checks, just do all the simple things. I think we're a fast team, and we make plays fast. And you know, if we just keep playing like this, I think we'll be good.
Lastly, I asked you this on the broadcast, but if you had to go back, when's the last time you could have said that you honestly scored 5 goals in a game?
I'd say probably Bantam was the last time I scored 5 goals in a game.
Do you ever think it would happen in the Western League?
No.
Luca, congrats on being Player of the Week, and congrats on a great game.
Thanks a lot.
Luca Berzan, the Western Hockey League's On the Run Player of the Week.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to say a big thanks to Brandon Crow and Nick Merrick for their help this week. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.